The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The new year may be coming to an end, but the excitement never does on SpinQuest.com. With live blackjack, craps, and so many slots, and jackpots that don't need a countdown. Your New Year's resolution is more fun on SpinQuest.com. New year and new players right now get $30 coin packs for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Now to the internet. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, the Super Bowl's passed. Who enjoys watching the Super Bowl? Do all of you? Some degree, right?
Yeah, typically. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Fine.
Would you rather watch the next time it comes, Kelly?
Okay.
The Super Bowl with no food or with someone who is watching next to you who keeps talking and asking stupid questions the whole game?
But that has food?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing that. I'm
Me
doing
too.
Food. I can just stuff my mouth while they just won't shut up.
I would choose that too.
I'm doing food.
So are they asking questions about the game, or is it
but it's like, who's
it just
that?
Stupid observations.
What's it? Is that guy's wife pretty? Stuff like that.
I mean, that happens to me now.
If you have kids, you're already experiencing
might as well
this.
Have food.
Maitland, for the rest of your life, you can only eat cream cheese or ketchup. That's all your meals.
Aww.
Which one are you choosing?
Ketchup.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had just ketchup?
Mm-hmm.
Like a spoonful other than just like licking your finger or something?
Can't recall ever doing that, but I would.
Seems. I mean, they'd both be terrible. Let's be honest.
Lactose intolerant, though. Cream cheese for every
be the ketchup.
Meal would be rough, but I also, I love ketchup.
Yeah.
Nikki's in his ketchup phase right now.
Putting it on everything.
Just spoonfuls of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Spoonfuls of it, and then dips his fingers in there and licks all of his fingers clean.
Anything that's like vinegary or fermented, I'm all about it.
I'm going cheem creams on that one.
You are?
Yeah.
Kelly?
I think I'm doing cream cheese.
Hobbings?
I think I would probably do ketchup.
I think I would too. Both terrible though.
No, my stomach would be so lonely for other flavors.
Hot wings?
Yeah.
Would you rather have to sleep every night in a twin size bed with one of your friends for a year or go that same year without sex?
Oh, sleep on a twin size bed with one of my friends.
Yeah.
No problem.
Takes care of both problems.
Yeah, I don't move that much, and if they move, they'll just fall on the floor. That's their problem.
Kelly,
yes.
Is it okay to stay in close contact with your ex's family after breaking up?
I don't think that's really appropriate. I don't think that's nice to do to your ex.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if y'all
or to
are
anybody
really
you're with going
and,
forward,
like they reach out to you on your birthday, or maybe they do those like once or twice a year check-ins just to see how you're doing, and you just kind of politely respond, fine. But that's your ex's family. Like, let them move on.
Yep. I think that's fair. Steve, if you could insert yourself into the body, mind, heart, and soul of one athlete where you could relive the moment of their sports triumph, which one would it be?
Oh, I know what mine would be.
Well, how about you go first?
Wow.
Tiger Woods' first Masters win.
Ooh,
that
that'd be a good one.
That big fist pump up into the air, and like everyone was watching. People that didn't care about golf were watching that tournament. What was that, 98, I think? 1998?
Maybe 97?
Right in there
right
somewhere.
In there, yeah.
But like that was, I didn't even care about golf, and it was riveting.
Yes.
That moment when he won and everyone went crazy.
Yeah, Steve, you got one?
Mine.
I know what I would take.
Boy, the one that popped in my head was Brandi Chastain scoring that goal. Was that the World Cup?
Oh, that's a good one.
World Cup or Olympics?
It was World Cup.
World Cup.
98 World Cup. I would be Mike Ruzioni.
Oh,
not only the moment where he scored the goal, but then through the finale of the rest of the game where they clinched the gold medal against the Russians in 1980.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd have been pretty good.
That one's good.
Yeah, Maitland, do you have one?
Yeah, good one.
Don't care.
No,
doesn't register.
Not really. Probably some gymnast doing something cool.
Jimmy things.
Getting like a full 10. Sticking the landing.
Yeah, you could be Carrie
Strug. Oh, Carrie Strug, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the moment when she had a busted leg and landed that on one foot.
And Bella Caroli carried her off into
the
sunset.
Gold.
Yep.
That was amazing.
And then bullied her so she wouldn't get her period.
Yeah, that was good times.
I want to be Brandi Chastain after she had that World Cup celebration. She took her shirt off and went, yeah!
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that would be a great idea. That's a good one.
Steve was that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be great.
So unfair.
Hot Wings, would you rather go 50 years in the future or 50 years in the past?
Simple.
Oh, man. Do I get to, like, I stay there forever? Or just I'm visiting?
Stay there forever.
I think I would go 50 years in the past.
You would?
Yeah, because if I went 50 years in the future, I'd be even dumber than I am now. But if I went 50 years in the past, think of the things I would know compared to other people. And I could make great stock predictions.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. All of these are always decided by how much money Hot Wings could make.
Yes.
It's never by the fantasy of seeing the future.
Me too. No, it's back in time, sports almanac, back to the future.
Absolutely. Boom. It's okay. I'm going to invest in this on this day, and now I have enough, and I can buy this thing, and I'm going to invest in this, and do that along the way, all the way from 1973.
Would you go try to? Would you go try to hang out with your dad?
Probably.
Like become best friends?
That would suck, though, living in the past.
You are.
Living in like 1976.
Yeah.
That would suck.
No.
Yeah, it would.
I mean, yeah, in a lot of ways it would suck. I mean, if you went, you know, if you were had your heart set on good television programming, you'd be real disappointed. But there was some great music then.
You'd come up with some great show ideas. Absolutely. Also, you could do the Beatles stuff before they do.
But nothing was convenient.
I'm the Beatles now.
Well,
no,
they were done.
Convenient.
Yeah,
70,
yeah, they were done.
It's not
then.
1990.
Yeah,
so, no.
Nothing was convenient in
You're
the
right.
70s.
And it would drive, if you didn't know, it'd be fine.
Right, but if you have the knowledge, which I'm assuming you do because we're asking
yeah,
this question.
You have to.
All right. Again, answer the internet. These come up randomly. Who wants the next one? Choose wisely.
I'll go.
Okay. If every time you have relations, there's an impractical amount of squirting.
Okay.
What do you do?
If every time, I think I definitely have a mattress protector for sure. Mm-hmm. And then I probably still put a towel down too.
Maybe a kiddie pool.
Yeah. Maybe that'd be good. Maybe a water bed. Just add right into
the water slide
stuff in there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
She's a squirter. She's squirting.
Maitland, could you beat MMA fighter and WWE wrestler Ronda Rousey in a fight if when it started, she was asleep and didn't know it was coming?
No.
You don't think
no.
so? You don't think you could beat her enough before she got her wits about her?
No.
No, because she's going to wake up beating ass.
And she's going to wake up mad. That. Yeah. I can't.
And you know she's taken 4 million punches harder than any one of us could even come a fraction of.
You think?
Yes.
You don't think you could punch her as hard as some of the weak people she's fought early in her career?
No.
Nope.
I was terrified I was going to have to fight some mean old bag yesterday, and I was like, I'm not going to win this.
Yeah.
So. Kelly, could you beat her?
No, not a chance.
No. Her body's covered in microfractures already. You know how strong that skull and torso and legs are? No way. She would murder you.
All right, this one has to be Kelly. If you could shoot one free throw, and if you make it, you win $1 million. But if you miss, you can never have any weed again in any form. You taking the shot?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. $1 million?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I like weed. I think weed is great, but I'm not like, I don't need it. You
I
know?
Almost just said, we should try this.
Yeah.
Completely forgetting about not having $1 million.
That would be great. I'm pretty good at free throws, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
What do you think you shoot?
Oh, I don't know my statistics. I haven't shot a free throw in a long time, but
probably not.
Go underhand.
Good. Oh, obviously.
Yeah, that's the most comfortable way.
And backwards.
Yeah. That's the ergonomic back saver way. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maitland, what's your biggest irrational fear?
Moss.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you do hate moths.
But did we and, we
that
never
translate
did,
to butterflies, does it?
No, I love butterflies. I don't know.
Moths are just like dusty little butterflies.
Well, they're more
weird.
And they got the big bodies and they're
a little more erratic.
It feels like you're ugly shaming though.
No.
Because they're just ugly butterflies.
They're not just ugly. Some moths are cute, but I appreciate from a distance. Like there's these little pink fuzzy ones. Oh my God.
We never got to do the bit when you were an intern that you always wanted to do called Pillowcase of Moths.
No.
Where we'd get one and fill it with milk with moths and put it over your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were also going to do butterfly closet.
Yeah.
Yes. Which put you in a closet with butterflies and
head
moths.
Box of moths.
Mm-hmm. None of these are good ideas.
Can you just buy moths?
All great ideas.
It's a great question we didn't think through. It's a lot like when I wanted you to do that $1 million free throw challenge for weed.
Well, you know how it is. You think of the idea first, and then you see if you can get moths at the moth store.
Right. I'm sure you can buy them in bulk somewhere.
Probably. And if not, I mean, we've all got flame at our house. They just show up.
You think we're just going to light a light and catch what comes?
Oh, my God. Last summer when I had had my fire table open, and those things just one after the other. Zoom. Zoom.
What do you think? How long do you think moths live in captivity once you throw them into a Miracle Whip jar or something? Can't be long.
6 seconds. They're dumb.
They're not great.
Oh, there we go. At Bugs Direct.
Are they alive?
I think so. I don't know.
All right, last one. You're kidnapped, and the cast of the last TV show you watched is going to rescue you. Who are you counting on?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Say, Maitland. You and I watched that terrible documentary.
Mine is The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, so I'm dead. Although, they have some experience.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm not going to be in good shape. Mine was Mythic Quest.
Oh, the Apple TV show about making that
with
video
Rob
game?
With Rob McElhaney.
That's a good one.
It's a great show, but all they do is infight.
Mm-hmm.
So they would never actually like save me because they'd argue the whole time about the best method to save me. And I would just die.
That wouldn't. You'd be dead.
I watched Modern Family last.
You're good.
Yeah, they'd get you. They'd figure it out.
Yes, yeah.
Somehow. That's,
other than that awful documentary, or the documentary about the awful people at Nickelodeon, it'd be Ghost Adventures. For me.
Ghost Hunters?
Adventures.
What's Ghost Adventures?
It's like Ghost Hunters, but more adventurous.
Duh.
Less hunting,
seems
more adventure.
So is this explanatory?
Does it? So is there like a beef between Ghost Hunter and Ghost Adventures? Like the people who like one don't like the other?
I don't know. But
because it seemed like there was.
Ghost Adventures, there's this big douchebag named Zach Bagans, and he runs around in his big pants and his tap out shirts talking to ghosts. And they go.
So it's like the WWE of ghost hunting.
Okay, so it's more adventurous because he wears extreme shirts.
All right.
Yeah.
Boy, I feel egg on my face for asking such a dumb question earlier.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious now. I didn't know he had rad shirts.
They go around and they find these ghosts and they talk to them and they interact with them. And sometimes they have ceremonies where they get rid of them.
Oh,
man.
Do they have seances and stuff too? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of candles and. Mm-hmm.
Did you watch just one episode of this, or?
Oh.
What happened to the guys that used to do Ghost Hunters? Weren't they plumbers? Like the original guys?
They?
Yeah, they worked for Roto-Rooter.
Like Ghost-O-Rooter?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of Ghostbusters? It sounds...
No. Hmm. Ghost Hunters.
Okay, so they were plumbers by day.
Plumbers by day, ghost
and
hunters
ghost
by night.
Hunters
I'm
by
telling
night.
You,
okay.
That is 100% fact. People
really
back me up on this.
You really do need to buy some ghost hunting equipment, Maitland.
I think it'd be really cool.
It does seem, but you don't really want to spend your night at a scary place, do you?
Not by myself.
No. Who would you take from the show that would make you feel most safe?
Kelly.
I knew it was the answer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew it was the answer.
I would watch this show. Yeah. I would absolutely watch this show.
I would watch that show too.
Maitland went through the scary house with me, the haunted house, and man, I had my hands up ready to punch somebody if they came too close.
I know.
But I just kept saying, please don't scare me. Oh my God, no thank you.
I walked backward through an entire haunted corn maze just to watch you.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you did that too.
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, was there too.
Yeah, we were filming you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they couldn't use the film. Yeah.
Didn't you have the GoPro?
Like, I cussed so much.
It was hanging off from the front and facing you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, where's that footage? And they were like, yeah, we can't use that.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted and said, I think Maitland offended Freebeer by not saying she would take him through the haunted house to stay the night with her. That's not true. I've already been desensitized to Maitland's hate when earlier she came in and unfettered and unasked. She said, yeah, my car is pretty messed up from that accident. So I'm just going to have Hot Wings or Steve or Tommy take a look at it. Maybe Kelly. See if it's okay to drive. She said that to me.
Maybe the crazy guy mumbling in the alley.
Maybe that guy that's sifting through the garbage with his Beats by Dre holding a happy birthday balloon. But not you, to be clear. Everyone but you. So,
in my defense, though, you said, not me. And I kind of looked at you and I went, and you were like, no, I don't blame you.
No, I thought that was very smart to exclude me and not even pretend I was on the roster of people you might ask. So,
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.